Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Het, Mishnah Zayin. We've been discussing the distribution of Ma'aser Ani, the Ma'aser that goes to poor people. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about different types of charity funds that existed and how they were distributed. En pohatin la'ani ha'over mimakom lemakom mikikara pundion me'arba se'in besela. If you have a poor person who is traveling place to place, he's around, he's a visitor in one's town, that town has to supply him a loaf of bread, or the amount of loaf of bread that costs a pundion at the time when 4 se'as of wheat cost a se'la. I'm not going to get into how that measurement works right now, but basically the local charity has to give him the amount of bread that would be enough to last him two meals. What the amount of money here is trying to tell us is that we don't care about what the price of wheat is at the time. If a person needs to eat, a person needs to eat. We don't get involved in the calculations of, oh, wheat cost X amount of dollars, therefore we can give him less bread. That wouldn't sustain him. Therefore, we provide him with two meals worth of bread if he's traveling. Mishnah continues, Lan notnin lo parnasalina. If he's coming to sleep in town, one has to give him the amount of money that would allow him to stay overnight. They have to give him a place to sleep, a bed, bedding. So it doesn't have to necessarily be money, but they have to take care of his needs in terms of sleep. Shabbat notnin lo mezon shelosh seudot. In terms of Shabbat, if a man is by a town for Shabbat, the town has to supply three meals as opposed to two, because a poor person is still obligated, or a poor traveler is still obligated in three seudot, three meals on Shabbat. And just quickly, this is one re'ayah, this is one proof that certain rabbis bring down, certain commentaries bring down, that you need to have three bread meals on Shabbat. So Seudah Shlishit has to be a bread meal, according to what we're reading over here. Mishnah continues, Mi sheyesh lo mezon shetei seudot lo yitol min ha-tamhui. There was a certain fund in each city called the Tamhui, which means the charity plate, or in other words, a soup kitchen, where they would collect money from the townspeople and give it to poor travelers who were arriving at that town. And that tamhui, the distribution of funds or food to poor people who were travelers, can only be given to somebody who doesn't have enough money / food to provide him for two meals. If he has enough money for the day's meal, he can't come to the town and take money from the charity plate. Rather, he has to sustain himself from what he has. And then once he gets down to a position where he can't supply the next two meals, that's when he can go to the charity plate. Mezon arba'esre se'udot lo yitol min ha-kupa. A kupa is another type of charity that they had in each city, where on Friday, every Friday, the townspeople would get together and collect money for the poor of their town. Not the travelers, the poor of their town. And they would provide the poor of their town with 14 meals, enough meals to provide them for the week. So if somebody had 14 meals or more, which is two meals per day, they're not allowed to go to the charity box, the kupa, in order to collect for the meals for their next week. If they have less than four meals, they're allowed to go. And again, this only applies to people of their town, not to random travelers. V'akupa nigbet b'shnayim u'mithaleket b'shlosha. The charity box, this kupa that we just spoke about, when it's collected, it has to be collected by a team of two collectors. The townspeople have to designate two committee members that go around and collect the funding for this. And when it's distributed, it has to be distributed with three people.